Woody Shaw there on trumpet. This is from the first of his Columbia LPs. It's actually released in 78, called Rosewood. The tunes we heard were Rosewood, written by him, Every Time I See You, The Legends of Cheops, and Roshan's Run. All of the songs that were written by various members of the ensemble that he put together. That included, in addition to Woody Shaw on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Joe Henderson, the tenor sax, Frank Wass on the flute, piccolo, Art Webb also on the flute, James Vass, saxophones, Renee McLean, saxophones, Carter Jefferson, saxophones, Steve Touré on the trombone, and Janice Robinson also. Banaji Allen Gumps on piano. He wrote that song, Every Time I See You. Clint Houston on the bass. Victor Lewis on the drums. And he wrote the tune, The Legends of Cheops. Sammy Figueroa, congas. Armin Halberian, also on percussion. Lois Collin on the harp. And that little sextet included Joe Henderson, Carter Jefferson, Gumps, Clint Houston, and Victor Lewis. This is all recorded in New York City in December of 1977. Came out in 1978 on Columbia. We'll listen to the second of those CDs called Stepping Stones Live at the Village Vanguard, much smaller group, probably next week. Now let's listen to the singer Mark Murphy.
Sunshine follows. All her men return to her like Capistrano swallows. She is like a butterfly, kinda shy, so she smiles. Lost in Hollywood was I, high and dry. The lady never beat about, she just sighed and threw her lifeline out. Now she gives me loving, helps me stand in this quicksand of time. Like Christmas time when she's mine. Oh, she's a virtuoso in amoroso. Look out when the lady gets the blues. Afraid we're just pretending some happy ending. The mechanism's tricky to diffuse, but I know that a song will save her, so I simply return. about when the lady gets the blues. Afraid we're just pretending some happy ending, yeah. The mechanism's tricky to defuse, but I know that a song will save her, so I simply return the favor. Lost in Hollywood was I, high and dry. The lady never beat a bone, she just sighed through her lifeline out. Now she gives me loving, helps me stand in this quicksand of time. And how sublime, like Christmas time, when she is mine.
Mark Murphy there, singing When She Is Mine. That's from a CD, came out back in 1988 on the Milestone Records label. It was a compilation CD, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, he's got everybody on this. Just to name a few, Art Farmer on the flugelhorn, Larry Coryell, Larry Dunlop on the piano, Oscar Castro Neves guitar. Now let's listen to the last of our three featured CDs. This one from Lester Young, recorded in Boston in 1950, and unearthed somehow. The liner notes do not tell us how that happened. Evidently, the radio station, WCOP, who recorded these nightly from 11:30 until 3:30 in the morning, had these in their vaults somewhere. In any event, they've started releasing them. They were recorded in 1950. That's when he, Lester Young, had a gig there for a couple of weeks. With him were Jesse Drakes on the trumpet, Kenny Drew on the piano, Joe Schulman on the bass, Connie Kay on the drums. The MC, who appears in every single track, his name was Steve Allison.
Hi, everybody. Steve Allison saying hi. From the hi-hat, you all recognize that saxophone. It belongs to Lester Young. Yes, sir, we're at the corner of Columbus and Massachusetts Avenues, and we're inviting you down for a session with the greatest saxophone player of them all, the Prez himself, Lester Young, and his full orchestra, featuring Jesse Drakes, Kenny Drew, Joe Schulman, Connie Kay. Do come down, no cover, no minimum. This time, from his latest Mercury recording. By the way, we suggest you go down and get the record. It's on sale at all stores. Too Marvelous for Words. Mm-hmm. funny that way, Lester. Mine, and I'm quite sure a favorite of yours, Lester Young and his orchestra. You can depend on the hi-hat. Les? Thank you. the moon. Everybody says the hi-hat is the talk of the town. Let's see.
Thank you.
regular. This time, Lester Young takes us on a slow boat to China, only it's on a fast vessel. All right, Les.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lester. All right. This one we call Back Home in Indiana.
Lester Young on the tenor saxophone from his 1950 radio recording of a set that he did at the High Hat Club, a dinner club in Boston, Massachusetts in June of 1950. The tunes we heard, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, just a tiny bit of that. Too Marvelous for Words, She's Funny That Way, You Can Depend on Me, How High the Moon, The Talk of the Town, Slow Boat to China, and finally Back Home Again in Indiana. That is on the Uptown Records label. Lester Young, Boston 1950 is the name of the CD. Well, we've run out of time once again for Night Train for another week. Hope you'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 to 10 for more jazz. We're going to go out tonight with Hank Mobley and an all-star group. Woody Shaw is on this. George Benson, Bob Cranshaw, Billy Higgins. This is from a CD. It was remastered in 2005, originally recorded in 1968, called Reach Out. We're going to hear the title tune. Stay tuned now for Djamel Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care.
Nose to tail cooking means pickle pig feets, hogshead cheese, calves liver, and venison heart sausage. Using the odd bits makes delicious eating, believe it or not. Join me, Chef John Foss, and author and chef Jennifer McLaughlin, as we talk about cooking the odd bits on Starting It Up, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.